This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, my cat-loving friends. I am here in South Carolina, and Rita and I are actually recording this from the same place. We don't know how to act. But the really big news is most podcasts don't make it past episode number 5, and this episode that you are about to listen to is episode number 100. We didn't even rehearse that.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. Remember, this is just the intro. We still have to...
I know. So, all right. We are going to be back afterward from our sponsor, and we're going to talk to you about what we've been doing and some of the common things we see as behaviorists. You don't want to miss this.
And I think you're going to hear from Kitty Poop Club.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray. Or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Go to kittypooclub.com, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com, use code MEOW30 at checkout, and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. I am your co-host, Linda Hall, here with my BFF, my ride or die, my bestie, Rita Reimers.
Freaking time.
It's about time I got
you. You know what? I'm almost back to 19.
I
could
know.
Be in a minute. 17. 17 entered our household.
Yep.
Our rescue.
Yep.
Zakiro, who's blending in nicely thanks to your son and his girlfriend.
I know. They've been working with him. It was fairly easy, though.
Yeah. My cats are used to this. See, my cats, once you get to a certain number and you've been through how many introductions.
It's true.
My cats just look at the other cats like, oh. Okay.
It's true.
And who did I say was going to be the first to greet them?
Simon. And they're best friends now. Exactly.
Yeah. And he's also best friends with Bella, which.
Ooh. If you've ever integrated a cat, you know it can be tricky. I want to ask you, because I don't know what you're going to say, but I wonder if it's the same thing I would say. What do you think is the biggest hindrance to people integrating a cat?
I think they stop themselves at a certain point because they're afraid there's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. But if they listen to our methods and do all the pre-work up front, by the time you get to putting them in the same room, there shouldn't be anything unexpected, but you've got to let them work it out. And yes. I don't mean like, you don't put two strange cats in a room and say, here you go, work it out. You gotta do all this prep work.
You throw them in the room and you say, let's get ready to rumble.
Well, sometimes it works that way in my house, but only because my cats have been through all this.
Yeah.
What's weird though is Zakiro got accepted quicker than baby Jet. Jet's still not 100% in the fold.
That's true.
Smoochie still doesn't go near him. And Sweetie Pie doesn't go near him.
I was going to ask about Sweetie Pie because Sweetie Pie seems a little nervous about the new cat. Mm-hmm. But, and that's what it is. You know, I get it. It looks like they're going for blood. Well, yeah.
See?
It looks like the cat's going for blood and going to kill the cat. And that would make anybody freak out, right? Like, I mean, perfectly natural. I get that. Perfectly.
But you got to do the prep work. So many people come back to us and they didn't do the prep work.
Exactly.
And I wonder why they're stopped.
Exactly. Yes. And you have to give them time. Imagine being dropped off in a strange country where you don't speak the language and you've just entered into a home and people are, you'd be a little frightened. Starting in a small room where they can feel safe and adjust to those sights and scents, and only that, before they come out to what I refer to as Gen Pop, and then have to also acclimate to the sights out here and the other cats and, you know, tidbits, right? We all like to move a little slowly and get there on our own.
For sure. For sure. And what really helped a lot is Cameron and Crash being up there and sleeping with him overnight.
Yeah.
And I just went upstairs to get the microphone because we're downstairs now. And Zakiro ran into the bedroom and he's standing there like waiting for me to come in with his little tail up and a little question mark. He's ready. He's I think he needed this because his original mom is just too focused on taking care of her mom with dementia.
Yeah.
He probably hasn't had a lot of attention or playtime.
You're right. And he's got some bad teeth. Like I saw him, he takes a bite of food and then he goes, like he's trying to knock it back to the teeth back here.
And Jet, who we now know is a boy, not a girl, they're going to the vet together on Monday.
Yeah.
So keep those donations coming. We got a big vet bill coming up. Zakiro hasn't been to the vet in years. He's going to need everything.
Everything. And there's going to be some teeth that need to be removed. And
I'm going to have his ears checked too, because I swear he hears a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. If any of you have deaf cats out there, you need to comment and let us know, because sometimes it seems like he can hear. But I also know that
they feel
people vibration. With hearing issues can feel the vibrations. So,
and cats are set up perfectly for that.
Perfectly. Yes. Yes. So if integrations are our number one problem we deal with, what do you think would be number two?
Peeing and or spraying. And they're actually different. Some people, they come to us and they interchange the two terms.
Yeah.
They're not the same thing. Do you want to talk about the difference?
Yeah. And they come from different places, usually. Peeing, now, first of that check, could be a UTI, could be a lot of things.
If they're squatting or if it's a puddle in the carpet or on the floor, that's not spraying. That's peeing.
And that is usually a self-soothing thing. Like, mm-hmm. I am nervous about something. I am scared.
Or the litter box isn't clean enough.
Yeah.
How many people we talk to in the pet sitting that they like, oh, don't bother scooping. We're just gone for a week. No.
No. Would you want to? I mean, I don't even like using porta potties.
Think about the porta potties at the
100%
fair or the county 100%. Fair.
100%. Exactly. Spray is more like drips. You might see drips going down.
You'll see a circle mark on the wall and the drips down.
Yeah.
Why do the cats spray?
What's it's usually difference? Territorial. You know, cats outside in nature, if a cat comes into your territory, I always say they're not looking to have mimosas and brunch with you. They're going to steal everything you've got and throw you out, and you will be either injured or dead.
What does it mean when it's always on an exterior wall and near a window or door?
Baby, you got ferals outside, and don't try to tell us no.
You can deny it all you want. They're there.
You don't always know they're there. And I get that. I don't blame anybody for not knowing. Ferals are as scared of us as we are of lions and tigers and bears.
Well, you just went through. You didn't know until one of your cats told you.
Walked over to the wall, turned around, sprayed my wall. And I said, are there ferals outside, tiger? And they were underneath a forsythia bush. I didn't see any sign of them. And I'm in my backyard fairly regularly. I didn't know. I had no idea. Yeah, well, but they hide.
Well, now you got them to move.
Yes. Now they're under my front porch. Not helpful.
What did you do? You did something different than what we normally tell people, because you were trying.
Yeah. If you need to get ferals out of your yard, there's a product called cat mace, I believe it's called. We don't like the name of it. It's not about mace and cats,
but it's safe.
It puts off a scent. Yeah, it's safe. It puts off a scent that cats don't like, so they'll stay back, and you just put it around the perimeter of your home. We've also heard that, you know, they don't like the scent of thyme. So boiling thyme in water and spraying that around your home, we've heard, is very helpful. So
I think planting it outside too.
I think that would probably be a good idea. Yeah. So we tell people all the time, start with the thyme, right? It's like $2.
You do. We were
talking about it.
And it was not 100%. So we haven't talked
about it. I bought an ultrasonic pest repellent. If you do not have cats or children, this might work for you. So it had two things that it does. One, it sets off that only whatever birds and mice and our children can hear.
Like, yes, exactly.
Yeah, like the mosquito. But my kids could hear it, and it was driving them crazy. And they were like, "I'm not going to be in the backyard now." And my other fear was,
hear that.
I think it said it went like 120 feet, and I don't have a huge yard, so I was afraid that the sound would drive my cats inside the house crazy.
Well, yeah, because the bush is right at the corner of your house.
Exactly.
Right up against the house.
100%. But it has another function. It has these glowing eyes, and it's solar. So I liked that. So if you walk in front of it, the eyes light up, two green eyes, and that will scare them away. Yeah. And that actually helps.
So you might want to get it just for that.
Warning, if you have a dog.
Uh-oh.
My dog started refusing to poop in our yard. They had to walk the dog and bring poop bags.
You have a
dog. Yes.
Not a dog.
Chihuahua. Yes. Right. So if your dog is at all nervous, those scary eyes might do them in. So yeah, that was both a good and a bad. I don't know. But yes, we began to have to walk the dog every time, like a block. and the dog would poo away from the house. And then we had to pick it up with bags, which is not fun.
I've done that.
I don't like it. Not a fan. Do not recommend.
No, one time as a cat sitter, the guy said, well, the dog likes to follow the cat for a walk around the neighborhood because the cat was an in-out cat. Can you just this once, just take him for a walk, just once, just once. Yeah, I had to.
Ooh. Yeah, now it's warm and squishy. Yeah, I get it.
Anyway, back to.
So, okay.
I keep hoping one of my cats is going to jump up here. We never
I know.
Do anything in the kitchen, but it's 90 degrees upstairs right now. So I think I'll be working a lot from down here.
Yeah, I got about to the fifth step up and went, that's not going
to
happen.
Right when you get to that top step, you feel like when you go outside.
Yeah, it was like we just hit a certain elevation where it slapped me in the face.
I don't get it. It's never been that hot. And it set at 73, so the poor thing's up there.
Yeah, working its buns off. So we've done 99 episodes until now.
We're doing 100.
Right? Tell me one of your favorite tips you got from a guest.
Ooh, you're putting me on the spot here. I really
you need a minute to think. All right. Well,
I know we've got some. You have one in mind, obviously.
I do.
So you go first.
David Tai, Music for Cats.
Right.
National Symphonic Cellist. Travels the world playing his cello.
You can get that tip from a client.
No, from a guest, a podcast guest is what I meant.
I thought you were meaning like, what have we learned from our clients?
Oh, no, but we've learned a lot from our clients. Have. So we can talk about a few of those too. But yes, David Tai, Music for Cats. You can get it on spot. You can just go to musicforcats.com. Two universities have studied it, proven it helps calm. I turn it on all the time. I'm in South Carolina. My husband works third shift. The other night, I'm like, I know he didn't leave music on for those cats. So I went on my phone and hit my Alexa and started the music up.
He was probably freaking out, Linda.
He was at work. It was like midnight-ish.
It's fun to do it when he's home.
Oh, I've done that before. I've turned the lights on and off on him. It's funny. It's a lot of fun. I'm a bad person.
Don't mess with the man's sleep. He works hard.
Yeah.
It's an awful shift overnight.
I'll tell you, there have been so many. Relax, my cat. Arden Moore in her first aid course.
Yeah, the first aid course. If you haven't taken it, take it. It's inexpensive.
So inexpensive.
You can either do cat, dog, or both. Cat, dog.
Yes.
We're actually due, I think.
I know, we need to renew
our certification.
CPR, first aid. Well, and it's not just that. Because, okay, the chances are slim you're going to have to Heimlich or CPR your cat. Although... It's not out of the question. So
you the other day.
It did. I've got a very ill cat and she was laying very still and we got nervous and I just really couldn't tell. And we were all afraid she had passed. And I remembered Arden and that the brachial pulse, that back leg inside is where you get the pulse.
That's awesome.
I don't know why it came to me, but it was just like, I know how to get the pulse. Because we were trying to like push up and then I was like, wait a minute. No, I know this. Arden taught me.
I know this. Arden is awesome.
Arden's amazing.
Ardenmore.com or Four-Legged Life.
I don't remember. There's two like Pet Safety for You or something while she looks that up. Relax, my cat. We've had some amazing, amazing guests and had so much fun.
You know what I liked? Here, I got to put this down now. I can't think at the same time.
Well,
the lady that was telling us the truth about what's
Susan Thixton, the truth about pet food.
That was a real eye opener. I knew things
that
were
was
bad,
amazing.
And I'd always heard about certain things being in the pet food, but to actually hear it, it's
and
true.
We've got an upcoming guest who has an app to help you figure out your pet food. Yes, so make sure you keep listening because it's coming.
You know, I know we need to take a break in a second, but another thing, if you go to our website, catbehavioralliance.com, we've added something new for you in the free part of our website. It's products and companies we love and trust, cat products.
Yes.
We have a list, full disclosure, some of them do. We get a percentage back to our sanctuary. It's all labeled who does and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And of course, we have a spot there for our awesome podcast sponsor. So we have them there too. I love the Kid Food Club idea. And if I only had a couple cats, but I have 17 cats. I can't do 17.
You know, one of the things that I think would be amazing about that is if, like, I think about my parents, they're getting up there in age.
This is perfect for them.
You don't have to sit and scoop the box, right?
Club.com. And they have new bigger boxes now. They just came out with some new ones.
Yes.
And you choose your litter type.
You can get clay or you can get tofu or silica or I don't know. You'd have to look.
If it's real fine silica, I recommend that.
Yeah.
If you don't have 17 cats. That doesn't work well for 17.
And if you listen to their ad, there's a discount code in there. So check it out.
Can I use the discount code too?
I would assume so. Why can't you?
Maybe I can do a couple. Anyway, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this message from probably our sponsor, Kitty Food Club. I'm not sure which slot.
Which order it's in, exactly.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray. Or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? Kitty Poo Club has solved the stink. And now the worst part of cat ownership is hassle-free. No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. And the best thing is, you don't have to buy some oversized contraption that will break down. Kitty Poo Club litter boxes are manufactured to make your life easier. You have one cat? Easy peasy. A small mountain lion? No problem. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Believe me, there are good reasons why we sold over 3 million boxes. Go to kittypooclub.com, read the amazing reviews, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com. Use code MEOW30 at checkout and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with 19 Cats and Counting and my BFF forever and ever, Linda.
I love you.
Way back when I saw you on that Richard Simmons infomercial, never would have dreamed we'd become besties.
I love
know each other.
Sitting here in South Carolina, y'all. I'm sorry, I really want to be a Southerner. I feel that I was not born in the right place.
I'm so upset.
What?
My neighbors put up a fence and
I know.
Can't come into my
own. They are very entertaining. They are.
I'm so upset. What did I do wrong? We think it's because I put up bird feeders and
they don't want the chickens over eating the bird
seed. And yes. They probably don't, because what Crash said, it affects the egg quality.
Yeah. So speaking of what you said about what we've learned from clients, do you have a good one?
I should have been thinking about it.
You should have. You were going to think.
I learned a few things from clients. I remember one in particular and I was going, oh, that's cool, but I don't remember what it is.
Yeah. We've seen clients come up with their own really cool partitions. We had a family and
I want them back on.
I know. I think they should be on the podcast. Yeah, I think so too. Really sweet family. And they planned their behavior session for when the kids were able to attend.
And we were like,
okay. I don't get it, but okay. No, those kids are involved. And I think this is an amazing idea. I mean, get the whole family involved, right? Teach the family compassion.
We asked the best questions. We had to really think on a couple of the questions.
Yeah. When that little boy said, can I ask a question? I was like, okay. And I thought it was going to be something silly and cute and adorable. And then he was like, I don't know if this is relevant or not. And I was like, oh, hi. Okay. What you got?
And then they took us on a field trip. They took us through a local cat sanctuary that's right near where they live.
It was such a cool.
We've never had a client do that before.
No.
Of course,
no.
We ran over time with them, but
that's all right. Yeah, we kind of love them. We love a lot of our clients, and we've got clients that do such cool things for cats. And, you know, I've had clients working through situations like, you know, being in very, very small spaces and trying to provide enough enrichment and keep the cats friendly.
What about the couple that bought that farmhouse and they ended up with all those orange cats?
Freedom Farmhouse?
Yeah,
is that what
Freedom
it's called?
Farmhouse.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
Yes. They found this farmhouse and it was just their dream place.
And they bought it before they got married.
Exactly. They were engaged. They weren't planning on buying it, but there it was. And they were like, okay. And they knew that the barn came with a few barn cats. Yeah. And it was like 28 or 30 or something ridiculous. Yeah.
And they didn't know anything about taking care of cats. Well, they do now. Look them up, follow them on Facebook and on all them. It's quite entertaining. And they're
really
all
is.
Large.
I know. Yeah, 90% of them. There's a couple that aren't, but most of them are. Yeah. But yeah, that was good fun. Yeah. The way people, you know, react with their cats and the way I still say cat people are a special kind of breed. Y'all do anything for your cats, us included.
It's true.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Then we've had fabulous people on like the kitten lady. We've had her on.
Yeah.
You didn't get the first one. Sorry. Hannah Shaw, and then Mayim Bialik, who you didn't get to interview either.
Correct.
We're trying to get should I even say it? I don't want to jinx it. Maybe he'll hear.
We're really going to try to reach out and get Dick Van Dyke. So we'll let you know if we're successful.
I was supposed to meet when I lived in LA, but ticket snafu. He was signing books at one of the bookstores. Somehow I didn't get the right line or something. I don't know.
I would have been so mad.
I was. He had to come in early to get the ticket. And I didn't know that. I didn't get my ticket. So somebody else got whatever.
I know.
And then I had a friend who was in SAG, and he was going to take me by Dick Van Dyke's house. But I told him, I don't want to do that.
That seems kind of intrusive.
It was bad enough that we ambushed Meryl Streep.
Hysterical.
So nice. Thank you, Meryl.
Right? I can't believe.
And George Clooney, we ambushed him too.
Oh, yeah. I picture you and George. We've had Margaret Cho on.
We've had Margaret Cho. We've had
quite a few. But, you know, honestly, I've been as excited about some of the normal folks. I don't know how to call it.
Not famous.
General folks. Human beings.
Gen Pop.
I've been as excited.
Well, what about the lady that we're doing the session for that has... Or we already did
24, 28. 25 kids, 28.
I don't know.
I don't remember yet.
It's more than me. And she's a teacher. She has a full-time job. If I worked a full-time job with these cats, I couldn't do it.
And every single one of those cats was a found cat outside. Every single one. Everyone. And see, I just think that's so amazing.
I told her she should do a 501c3 foundlings rescue or something.
Yes, like that. I do not disagree.
So here's the thing, people. Yeah, she took it upon herself to take those cats in. But who else was going to do it? And
exactly.
That's the same when I started and when Linda started. Who else was going to do it, right?
I have several cats that I didn't technically want. Of course, I love them now. But we didn't want this last one that came in. Well, the last two that came in. But your heart bleeds and you're like, what do I do? What do I do? Yeah. Do I
so
leave this cat?
So you become a 501c3 and you build a sanctuary.
Exactly. That's the plan, Stan. That's the plan.
And I really think that's what this lady should do too.
I do too. Yeah. I think anything cat related is up our alley. You know, we're behaviorists, certified. We both passed with honors, not to brag. But, you know, also Rita had a cats only pet sitting business for over 17 years. And she has so much knowledge in that. And we're just about making cats' lives better and the humans that love them. So what do you think? I want to hear a couple of really silly, I don't want to say mistakes, but situations, like, for example, my parents used to go to Florida every winter.
This was a good one.
And my mom calls me and says, your dad's about had it with the cat. For some unknown reason, the cat has started peeing on their bed. And they stayed in a mobile home community, you know, so they didn't have a washer dryer in there. So it really was annoying to try to climb into bed and find pee in there. And I said, did you switch the cat's litter? And they said, yeah, they moved to something that was lighter for my dad. And I said, switch it back. The end. So that was one of those.
I mean, sometimes it is as simple as that.
Sometimes
it's more complicated. The first thing you have to ask yourself if your cat starts acting different or peeing is, what's changed in the household?
Truth.
That's the first thing we always ask. What's changed?
Yes.
Anybody leave, come into the household? Did you get new furniture? Did you move? Is there a new neighbor with cats outside?
Yeah.
All those questions you have to ask. Has there been more fighting in the house? Have you been working later hours? This lady that we talked to who she decided she wants a personal life. So she's been going out in the evening. She's young. Her cat doesn't
doesn't appreciate that at all. Her cat does not think she needs a personal life. Her cat thinks she does not.
Once you identify the issue, it's easier to deal with it. But there's been instances where we've done sessions where we're really not sure exactly where the angst is coming from. We have suspicions, but we can work with it anyway.
Yeah. You watch your cat's behavior. There are some telltale signs. Cat in the window. Remember that? We're watching and the litter box is right below this window. If you're having any litter box problems, first thing, take your litter box, move it away from any exterior walls or windows and see if that helps. It's just a little troubleshooting thing. Give it a try. We watch the cat jumps up in the windowsill and we watch that tail start just slashing.
I mean, it was violence.
Yeah, that cat was like something's outside. Well, I wouldn't pull my pants to my ankles and sit on the toilet if I thought somebody was about to break in either. Can't run.
And then we asked her to move the litter box and she lived in a small place and she's like, I don't know where I'm going to put it.
Yeah, she kept looking to the right and the left. We're talking to her and as we're talking to her, she's just looking all over and you could tell she's like trying to figure out where she's going to place that box.
A lot of people make the mistake of putting it in a basement in the dark. Why is that bad?
Listen to me. No, so many people do not believe this. Google it. A cat's very best vision is low light, dusk and dawn.
Crepuscule.
For our 100th episode, she said the word right, five. So yes, they get up to hunt at dusk and dawn. A little bit of low light turns their eyes into reflectors, makes light like a flashlight come out of them. True story. That's why if you take your cat's picture in the dark, they look kind of demonic. It's not.
You do.
It's, yeah, those glowing eyes like they came out of a Stephen King movie. So nightlight. That's the best light.
There's a couple things wrong with putting them downstairs. One is the light. What are some of the others?
Going up and downstairs, especially if you have arthritis, right? Okay, I'm trying to hold the thing up so you can go. Oh my gosh.
You know, cats, Bella. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Oh, I know it. I know it. She'll come. All right. So, sorry, cat ADD, y'all. You know, I'm not old, but I'm middle-aged, maybe a little over middle. And I don't want to run up and down the basement steps every time I have to pee. As a matter of fact, when my husband and I got married, he had a house and I had a house. And one of the main reasons I chose my house is because he only had one bathroom and it was on the first floor. No. I'm not running downstairs every night at 3 a.m. to go potty. So why would your cat want to?
Right.
Also, they may hear strange noises and things down there. But yeah, cats cannot see any better in the dark than we can.
They have more trouble going up and down the stairs. Some cats are lazy. They're just not going to go in search of the box. They'll find a place to go on their floor. If the rule of thumb really is at least one box on every floor, and the total should be the number of cats you have.
Plus one.
Yes.
Yeah.
One box for one cat's not enough. Some reasons why.
Well, if I happen to get busy and can't scoop the box and somebody does a big old messy poo in it, they're not going to step in it. That's a good point too. Yeah, exactly.
And also, some cats like to pee in one and poo in the other. You've got one of those.
I found that out. I could not figure out for the life of me what her problem was because she kept pooping right outside of the box. Here's a tip. If your cat is pooping, you know, the box is in the bedroom and the cat's pooping in the kitchen. Okay, we got to figure out what's up. If the cat is going right outside of the litter box, the cat wants to use the litter box. Something is stopping them. Fear of somebody on the other side of the wall, a UTI that hurts. Therefore, if every time I step in this box, it hurts, I'm not stepping in the box. Being bullied by another cat.
That's why having a clear box is good. Jay and Adrian have
crazy
this video.
Cat ladies.
We're happy to share it with you. That they built a litter box out of a clear tote. It's bigger. It's taller. The cat can see what's outside of the box.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a lid on top, but it's deep enough, right? So the cat
less litter scatter. I've got some kickers. They will make a mess.
I have a couple. Like, I hear them in the box at the end.
It's like they're just throwing it out. Well, and one of my cats, after doing their business, jumps out of the box as if the poo were chasing them.
I've had a couple. I don't know, but I've had a couple like that. I know.
It's like, it's not going
to
get you.
What have you learned since you've grown to have a double-digit number of cats that you didn't know when you had four? I remember you texting me. Instant messaging me on Facebook going, I don't talk about this, but I have four cats. I'm like, oh, honey, four is nothing. I have
lightweight. Just shut up and call me back when you got over 10. I think we need a whole separate podcast for that. The behaviors are so different. The relationships. Often if you have multi-cats, not always, but if you got this as many as Reed and I do, it's pretty much guaranteed to have an alpha male and an alpha female. And you'll see the subservient. And then you'll see the roles change as the alpha gets older. You'll see somebody starting and take it over.
But he's letting it go to Simba, and the alpha girl used to be Bella, but it's definitely Sweetie Pie now.
Yeah.
It changes too.
Well, that's when you and I became friends, close. Pumpkin was your alpha.
Yes,
and Pumpkin. We watched the transition from Pumpkin
he
to Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo to take it over. And you don't see that kind of stuff if you've got 2-3 cats.
No.
We're not saying go out and have a dozen cats. But this is why we know what we know. I really think a lot of their behaviors is some of what you'd see in a clowder out in nature.
Definitely.
Right? The way that they nurture each other or don't, the way they share or don't.
100%.
Know.
And we are going to do in the future a podcast on death, letting your cats go, and what you need good for our 100th, because we wanted to be a little more upbeat. But I've been going through some stuff. Reed has gone through it. We've all lost, right?
That's why I wrote Sadie's Heart, because
yes.
I lost Sadie, but there's also a lesson in there about advocating for your
there
cat.
There really is.
And there's when we get to talking about your situation,
yeah,
there's a lesson in there too about, again, listen to your cat.
So hard.
And advocate for what your cat needs, not what you think he needs.
or not what's best on you. Because I'll tell you, I would really like to take Carmen and have her euthanized right now and end all this suffering for everyone.
But she freaks out. She's not.
She doesn't want it. No. And that's it too. Cats are sentient beings and they have very strong opinions about what they want. Now, that doesn't mean they always get their way any more than a 2-year-old gets their way. But
remember too, she was
feral. Yes. Yeah.
So her instincts are to leave and go away and she can't do that.
Exactly. Yeah. She's trying. Oh, what she's putting us through.
Anyway, but we weren't going to talk about
it. Yeah, we're not talking about that right now. We're just not.
I would love to do, and I know we've talked about this, I'd love to do one where we're live and we do a Q&A.
That's a really good idea. All right, y'all. Here's what I want you to do.
That we could do that.
Yes, here's what I want you to do. Our email is support, SUPPORT, @ catbehavioralliance.com.
That's from the old commercials for Yahoo.
I think so. I think it was yahoo.com. I think so. Anyway,
I don't know.
Please send us an email. Tell us what you want to hear. Tell us if you'd like to be a call-in caller.
Right.
If you'd like to be a call-in caller.
If you work with cats, if you'd like to be a guest, let us know.
Please. We're always looking for guests. We have a couple of good ones lined up, but we're always looking for more. Always. So reach out, please.
Drew Barrymore, are you listening?
Yeah, we want her.
We're going to submit another video to your show today, probably.
We want her too. But we want you. We want to know what your issues are. And that's one of the things that was so cool about getting our vet, Dr. Kelly Cairns, to come on once a month is that she's talking about regular vet stuff and people stuff and not just one particular focus.
Yeah.
And stuff that you are going to deal with your cats in your home. So yeah, she's coming back very soon. In fact,
the one that we did with her about the hairballs, I think that's gotten the most attention on YouTube. If you don't follow us on YouTube, please. It's Cat Behavior Alliance. Everything's @ Cat Behavior Alliance. Please follow us. Hi, my heart
Insta.
Is here. Come on.
We are just so thankful for your continued support and the fact that we are number
100. Did you think we'd do it?
No. I mean, I didn't think we'd not do it. I guess it just was one of those pie in the sky goals that was like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't know.
Having 10,000 followers on Facebook.
Yeah, like that.
And Insta. And YouTube and 5, TikTok.
000. Yeah.
We're on all of them. Please follow.
This is the way anybody who has a nonprofit or who has a cause that you don't have to be official nonprofit like we are, but as a cause that you want to support, you'd be surprised at how much help it gives them just to watch their videos. Just to listen to their podcast, just to
watch and like
you know, something,
that makes
comment
a big
on something.
The
people certainly does like it. Give it some love. Make a comment. Even if it's just a heart or a smiley
read
face.
Read some of our blogs on the website because the more people are interested in take the time to actually read something on the site, it boosts our credibility.
Truth. And I'll tell you what, we had somebody reach out to us, wanted a session, and then reached back out to us and said, never mind, I just found your answer on your blog. I'll let you know if I need more help. And we didn't hear from them. And we're okay with that. We're like, that's the point, right? We're trying to help everybody.
But not everyone can do it alone. Some people can take what we're saying and put it into action, but other people need or want somebody who can guide them and answer questions. And we're happy with that.
And
either
sometimes
way.
It's just a little more complicated, especially with a cat who's had trauma in their past. That doesn't mean don't adopt a cat that's had trauma in their past. It'll be fine. It makes for some...
Blending households, too, can be challenging because that puts the relationship on the line. And we've helped plenty of people.
It does. It's like bringing kids into a marriage. Mm-hmm. It really is. I can tell you from experience.
Let that breath.
No, why? Oh, am I moving? Oh, here, is that better?
I brushed my teeth.
I didn't even realize I was doing it.
But anyway, we were talking about relationships.
Yeah, it can tear them apart. It's really... These people come in and they love their cat and then they see their partner's cat try to kill their cat and it can be a little upsetting.
Based on a true story.
But we have to remember that the cat that's attacking isn't attacking because it wants to kill the cat. It's attacking
it's
because
all defense.
It's scared. Yeah. Well, I feel like this has been a lot of rambling, but it's been a lot of this and that and the other thing and important
info. If you guys tell us like certain topics you want us to dedicate a podcast to, we'll record more of these that where we're talking about the cat behavior sessions.
Yep.
Visit catbehavioralliance.com and check out our sessions. If you're interested and you're just not sure, pick a 15-minute. It's a little harder to get one of those because we limit them. Otherwise, that's all we would do.
That's true. Yeah. Right. It's a free 15-minute pre-consult. We're not going to give you all your answers because it takes time, but it's a good fact-finding mission. And it's a good way to find, to decide if we fit, you know, if you like our style and what we have to say, and we seem knowledgeable to you. Did I mention we passed with honors? And
click with different people. That's why.
No, that's true.
There's different strokes for different folks.
Strokes for different folks. We can tell you a lot of people at the end of the session. So you think you can help?
Yes. No, we don't know everything, but we're smart. We've surrounded ourselves with a lot of other resources.
Yes.
And we also read other people's behavior books just to see if we get a tidbit here.
Yes. Which Arden Moore has a new one out that I need to get my hands on. Apparently it arrived at my house and I'm not there.
I got the dog ones because we're getting more dog, cat.
We are. Cat, dog relationships. Yes. Well, we just had Arden on talking about cat, dog relationships. So, all right. We got a book.
We got to go. But 100. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
you. And remember, every day is counter day. Thanks, Mark Winter.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.